So it's approximately a year ago that we heard of this coronavirus for the first time. Actually, a little longer back than that. They knew about this in December 2019. That's why it's called COVID-19, right? Coronavirus disease 2019. And when we first heard of the virus, we kind of thought, yeah, it's going to be here and it'll go. And it didn't. And then came March, and we went into lockdown. And as we went into lockdown, we all kind of had this thing in our back of our minds. Yeah, it's going to be a couple of weeks and maybe three. And then we'll be back in church and we'll back in doing everything that we were going to do. And all will be fine and coronavirus will be something of the past. Then came spring, summer, fall. And 9 days ago, we celebrated Christmas. And today is the 3rd of January. And we're back in lockdown again. Now, I'm sure some of you like me have said, man, this has been an awful long time. And this is a really difficult, hard thing to do. Maybe one of the hardest things we've ever done, except for immigrating. But that's a whole another story. Now, here's the thing. The problem with difficult things like this is that, unfortunately, so often, we will focus in these times on the things that we can't do. And then we miss these opportunities of the things that we can do and that we should do. And that's what I want to talk with you about this morning. The opportunities for a time like this. And to help us with that, going to take you back to the beginning of Jesus' ministry. So John the Baptizer baptized Jesus. Jesus went into the desert. The devil was there and he was tempting him. And now Jesus is back from that and he's ready to start. And then we read in Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15. We read, after John, that's John the Baptizer, was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. So what's the good news? Verse 15. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Now, that's a really interesting phrase that Jesus uses when he says, the time has come. Because the word that Jesus uses for time is not the common word that was used every day for time. They had more than one word, still have more than one word for time in the Greek language. So the common word that would be used for time is the word chronos, or those who cannot say a sound would say chronos. And you would know that from words like chronograph. So chronos, time, graphe, to write, so chronograph, that which writes time, or chronology, right? Chronos, time, logos, words about time, or timeline, chronology. So chronos, time, is clock time. It's seconds and minutes and hours and days. So when your alarm clock goes off at 6 to get you ready for work at 9, that's chronos time. When someone stops you in the street and they ask you for time, and you say it's 10 to 7, it's chronos time. But here's the thing. Unfortunately, chronos time is the lens that we often use also in difficult times to look at the world and at time. So in this lens of chronos time, that's when we'll ask questions. How long is this going to last? Will this ever end? When is something going to change? And perhaps that's the reason why in difficult seasons like this, we're just waiting for it all to be over. However, or could I say but it's not a biblical but, right? However, there is a different word for time. And when Jesus says, the time has come, he uses this other word. He doesn't use the word chronos. He uses the word kairos. Now, kairos is not measurable time. Kairos is more of a window of opportunity. In a sense, you can say it's one of those moments where that which seems impossible becomes possible. See, Chronos time is always the same. 60 seconds makes a minute. 60 minutes makes an hour. 24 hours make a day. And so it goes over and over. But Kairos time, it's one of those amazing moments that is unplanned and gives you opportunities, possibilities beyond that which is time. And that's what we should be looking at in these difficult times. These moments where we can find in the difficulties, opportunities, and possibilities. Let me show you what Paul says about that in Ephesians. Paul says, Ephesians chapter 5, writing to the Ephesians, they're going through a tough time, life is hard, things are not easy. Does it sound kind of relatable? Right. So he says to them, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but rather like those who are wise. And how does that look like? Verse 16. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. The words that are translated, make the most of every opportunity, it's actually just the Greek word kairos. Grab every kairos opportunity that comes your way, because kairos moments can be missed. Kairos moments can slip by us. Paul says, don't let that happen. Don't let the circumstances get to you. Don't let the difficulties get to you. Be wise and make, he says, the most of every kairos moment, because they're filled with amazing possibilities and opportunities. And yeah, make no mistake, he's not sugarcoating anything. He says, make the most, because I know these are evil days. The word evil that he uses there is the word poneros. Comes from ponos, which means pain. And so he says, I know these are difficult, painful times. But he says, when we look at these difficult times, see them as kairos moments. And I get it, my friends. I know we're going through difficult times. I've spoken to so many people, and I get it. Families are struggling. Relationships are strained. People are lonely and anxious and struggle with depression. People are concerned and worried about their jobs and about the future. But here's the thing. A kairos moment doesn't say or doesn't mean that obstacles are not going to be difficult. Doesn't mean that struggles are not going to be real. But a kairos moment says, in every obstacle, there is also a wonderful opportunity waiting. See, when difficult times come, Chronos time says, oh well, it's hard and difficult, and let's just see if we can wait it out and maybe it'll go. Kairos time says, this is a moment to grab and hold on to. Grab this moment. Take the opportunities and look at the possibilities and use them despite the obstacles. Now, can you imagine the possibilities, my friends, if we start living in Kairos time in our lives? Imagine the possibilities if you live the moments that are there to say, these are unique moments. windows of opportunities. And I'm going to go beyond the obstacle, and I'm going to see the opportunity in my relationships, in my marriage. Can you imagine how it changes? In my family, in the way that I'm going to handle my job and the job situation, in the way that I'm going to live out in the neighborhood. When we start living Kairos times, obstacles carry within them opportunities. Because when God looks at these moments, God sees possibilities and opportunities. But how do we do that? So Jesus gives us the next steps. Jesus said, the time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. So repent and believe the good news. When he uses those two beautiful words, repent and believe, do you know what the word repent, in Greek it's the word metanoia. Metanoia, when you just translate it, means to change your mind, to think differently, to act differently, to turn away and start living in a new way. That's what we need to do in difficult times. Repent, because God's kingdom has already come. Think differently, act differently, respond differently. And believes means to put your trust fully into someone, says Jesus. Change your mindset. Change your mindset and start seeing the possibilities in the difficulties, the possibilities and the opportunities in the obstacles. And then place your trust fully in me, in God. And see how time changes. Instead of waiting for something, someone, time to go, there is this unique moment that happens. And we folks are going to do that for you. The leadership of Central Church. We are going to use these Kairos moments to continue working with you. We will continue phoning you as we have done at least once a month, each person in this congregation, to see how you are doing, to hear your voice, to let you hear someone's voice, to check in on you, even if it's just to say, hey, life's great, we're all good, that's wonderful, or to say, thank you for calling, I'm so glad that I can talk to you a little bit. The elders are going to call you, continue doing that. We will continue communicating with you through email, making sure that you know what's going on in the church, where we're going, what we're doing. These online services will continue past the time, even whenever this lockdown is lifted and some of us can come back to whatever percentage they allow us again. We will continue with this. We will not stop doing the online services for you. We will continue doing that. The ministries will continue. The junior youth, senior youth will continue to get together right now on Zoom. As soon as we're allowed to get together again, whatever numbers they will give us, then we will start gathering with you again. But the work will continue. Cassidy and Christine and their teams will do this. The family ministries, as it has continued throughout this past year, will be there for you. It'll be online. You'll get your emails, your little parcels and packages with all of the things that the kids can do at home will still continue. You'll get the email that says, check your front porch, and it will be there. We are going to use these moments as Kairos moments. We will continue to take care of the homebounds and those who are alone and cannot get around. We'll help you. We'll take care of the single parents that need help. We'll be there for our elderly folk. We'll take care of those who are sick. Yes, we can't come visit you. Unfortunately, that's what COVID did. But that's okay. There are other possibilities. We are not strapped in by the obstacles. Because that's what we are called for such a time as this, not to live in the chronos time, that is just seconds and minutes, but to live in a kairos time, that is a unique moment that is filled with windows of possibilities. And we're going to do that and smile because what of God is going to do. But let me ask you two questions before we go today. Question number one. Are you ready for your own kairos time, to move from your chronos into your kairos time, your time of possibilities? Are you ready to trust the Lord, to shift your mind, and to fully put your trust in the Lord? For we have been put in this place for such a time like this. And when the kairos moments come, all we have to say is yes. It's one of those moments. It's 2021. It's a kairos moment to live for the Lord and to use the opportunities. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, we're excited. We're excited about what you are going to do. Yes, we're still in lockdown. Yes, things are not back to what we used to know. But yes, there are kairos moments, and we are going to live wisely. We're going to look for those moments so that we, Lord, can take them and grasp them and live through them, because those are the opportunities that make us smile, that make us strong, that make us excited. Thank you that when you saw a kairos moment, you sent your Son into this world. And Lord Jesus, one of the greatest kairos moments was when you said, I will die on the cross so that you may have life in all of its fullness. And through your Holy Spirit, we are ready to receive these moments and to live in such a way that you are glorified. Thank you that we can be excited about what you are going to do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.